Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. It's a pleasure being with you on Vibrant Living, Vibrant Living Network. I want to say thank you wholeheartedly to Kai Cole for all her wonderful contribution, and wish her the very best. She's going to be doing another level of projects. So I just spoke at Harvard Medical School, and I wanted to share with you what I talked about that I felt was relevant to the format today. So the format is really exploring how you could live in this vibrancy, right? This vibrancy. You know those moments in life where you felt more alive, you felt more in tune with your body, in tune with what was around you. So I guess you could say when I first kind of began to realize there was another whole life, I felt people were conforming. I didn't have a language for it, but conformity and counterfeitness. It's kind of like we deferred, or what I noticed was common was we would give up this wonderful life pulse, this vibrant life pulse, and we would take on other things. That's what I noticed was happening to myself. I felt like, wow, no one had this conversation that there was this other thing, but I would come across it. I'd read things, and what I kind of developed, I want to share with you guys, is what I did is I developed a community of people that really showed up for me. And showed up, in some sense, we showed up for each other. One of them, I recall, said to me, says, Glenn, if you ever need anything at any time of day or night, call me. This gentleman was very good at emotions and being aware of things like anxiety and turbulent states. And I remember I called him 3 a.m. He was on the West Coast, and I was on the East Coast, Max Green. And the first thing he did, And this is what struck me to this day. He said, thank you for taking me up on my offer to be there. And I remember that was so unusual because I realized a lot of times we say things, right? Or I say things, but really standing behind them so the person could feel that relational presence, that sense that it really matters that, that they're there and you're there. So I began to develop people in my life, and I realized that as the challenges come in our lives, what really makes a difference is the community of people, how they listen to us, and in another sense, not just how they listen, that they go beyond the graven images. So what is a graven image? I want to get into the graven images and the scripted images today a little bit, because what I'm talking about today is this vibrant living challenge, which I want to invite you guys to be a part of. I do something called the Vibrant Living Challenge, and I started that many years ago because the people were around, how they listen to us and how they vision with us is and the community of people that we could trust with re-educates our nervous system. It changes the way we operate, the way we move with the sense of flow and the sense of ease. And so how I noticed that was is as I increased different people and what I would notice in my body was I could kind of exhale and I felt a different sense of not just that I could go forward, but I felt a sense of ground. I felt a sense of connection. And, funny enough, Deepak Chopra used to say this thing to me. I work with him very early on, but he used to say this one line, that we grow old and die because we see other people grow old and die. We grow old and die because we see other people. So what's around us, the way people breathe, the way people vision, impacts us. So the Vibrant Living Challenge is my 3-month program, my 3-month, 3-month course, a 3-month coaching. I call it relational transformation. You know, the last 30 years, we've been so focused on just personal transformation. But there's something particularly powerful when you know someone else is going to cover your back and remind you and see you from a place of vision. So seeing someone from a place of vision, seeing from the same place in the mountain that they see and kind of amplifying that. So what I became aware of early on, and I've become aware of different levels, is a lot of times we start to look at things in a certain way. We get routine, right? We get routine, and then we get bumped sometimes by illness or disruption. And so every day we want to purify, we want to see, we want to go to seeing. And from seeing, we want to have a vibrant vision. So imagine, if you will, today, you had 100 people that were on your inside team, and that when you stated your vision, your vibrant vision, they mirrored it back to you and also energized it. And I used to do these calls, and it was so powerful, because one of the things you learn really quick is that isolation, fear, and overwhelm sometimes just gets in our system. And when we're really energized and other people are seeing with us, it's like we start at the base of the mountain together and we start to go to another level together. So I'm talking today about, my initial topic was going to be vibrant love. Well, vibrant love occurs when we become unscripted. We're not relying on the counterfeit. So the more that we, in a sense, are living from this place of vital rhythmic pulsations, our body gives us that feedback. And the more we're around other human beings, and we're gonna be talking to Dr. Norm Shealy about this, who just reversed his telomeres. So the telomeres is the length of the cell. So when you change the length of the cell, you change your longevity. So you could change your biological age. So when we get around other people and we respirate together, we breathe together, we feel different in the journey and process. See, at some point, and since I work with people all around the world around being a vibrant presenter, a vibrant speaker, a vibrant leader, at some point we got this message. And tell me what you guys think, what's your take on this. We get this message that we got to defer to being counterfeit, or that, life is hard, or life is, like the shocks of life impact us. And so to be able to move towards something that's deeply moving, your vision, what moves you, being a group of other people, has been the most singular powerful thing. And over the last 8 years, I released a deep level of heartbreak. And heartbreak is in a conversation that we have in life. We don't really, sometimes things are running us and we're not seeing and feeling them. But as we purify and as we participate, we get the kind of feedback where you notice more of a sense of ease when you move. When I was at Harvard two weeks ago, one of the conversations was that is an example with some of the neurological injuries, whether it be Parkinson's disease or strokes. A lot of times what happens is that life shock for people sets them up for this secondary strain. It's almost like they got to recompensate for more dry, almost more emergency. So imagine if you could live your life with this sense of open awareness and your body and your breath regulation, which you'll feel in your hands as you practice this. And we practice this in the Vibrant Living Challenge. We all, state our vibrant vision, and we come together to cover each other's back and to move forward. And for some people, they want to write a book. For some people, they want to speak in a way and reach people they never have been able to without a script or without rehearsing. And as we sort of loosen the grip, we can now express and move in our bodies. We have a part of this is we have a little section on dynamic movement for speakers and presenters and leaders. Because this quality of movement in our lives, our body, it reflects a sense of ease and the different, I guess you could say, more creative brain states. And when we encourage that, and we kind of live from that, we live from be, have, do. Our being, our state of being is there. So when you look at the neurological injuries, because I just came back, you know, from this conference, they were just talking about how a lot of these injuries set people up for more of the thing in some sense that put them there, which is the sense of the sense of strain or the sense of gripping. And so you can get 5 PhDs and not learn how to breathe. So having this sense of your vital breath or your vibrant breath as a speaker and a writer, we have a wonderful new Vibrant Living team member coming on today, Sherry Saray, who Saray is helps people write books. And we're going to talk about how do you write your book from your body? And if you're a couple, how do you write your book from your body together? Now, what does that mean? That's unusual language. Well, it's kind of based on the idea that your body has all this inherent awareness and wisdom. And when you get together for 3 months with other people in a group, part of what happens is we're kind of giving ourselves permission to make this transition, if you will, to another state of mind, another state of awareness. Because a lot of times we get so habitual, right? So the idea is to step back to the habitual and to see what your vibrant vision is, to ask yourself what's possible beyond possible, and then kind of take an exhale, right? To kind of let your system reset. And when we do that with other people in community, it begins to shift the quality of the breath and this sense that we could also express parts of ourselves that we've kind of hidden or we've kind of put them away a little bit. And so that's how I became, in some sense, the man I got paid to go on vacation. So I want to share this with you. So I realized initially some journalists had said this to me, you know, maybe 18 years ago, you're the man who gets paid to go on vacation. And people always laugh when I would say that. And I'm glad it's funny. The other aspect of it is imagine living your life, though, that you're living your life as if you're getting paid for your journey and your experience and the language of how you express yourself, your unique, distinct, and if you're a couple or a family, because I also love working with teams. So imagine if your language comes from this sense of ease and resourcefulness and body movement that kind of is like you are getting paid to go on vacation. So you have 3 months when we start this. And we check in once a week at least, and you get assigned a Vibrant Living or a Vibrant Challenge, you know, partner, and we meet. And then everyone who's on my network, we're going to expand our hours on our network. I want you guys to think about this network, Vibrant Living Network. It's almost like a international speakers bureau, where you hear people come alive to a new way of what their message is, how to communicate it to others, and really own the stage and own their bodies in a way, right, that's very different than what we're used to, right? So part of what the Vibrant Living Challenge is about is kind of getting a sense of another way of moving and approaching things. And then imagine being surrounded by people. Like we have, I feel, the country's best green printer, Andy Hort. But Andy's learned so much about greenness. His family had been in that business for 100 years. And he took it to another level. And he's one of our team members. So we have these team members, exemplifiers that show up that from their experience, I want to energize you. So I have the people who have impacted me to do things that I didn't think I could do on my own. See, I think one of the biggest myths is that we don't need each other. We need each other, but in a very abundant, powerful way. Because another aspect of this passionate need, we'll call it, means you could receive energy. Ariel, are you there today?
Yeah, right here, Glenn.
See. Oh, good. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I just wanted to make sure that. And Chris asked me if you would please send in the write-up for today. I want to make sure that this gets up to the network. Welcome, Ariel Bonberg. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Ariel Bonberg, resident homeopath. Homeopathy is so interesting because you're dealing with minimalism. You're dealing with a little bit of the frequency of the poison. Dr. Hahnemann was a pharmacist and a medical doctor. And he started to realize that this subtle impact on the system is so profound and powerful. It's not suppressive. So in vibrant living, the idea is that we, as we breathe together, as we vision together, it's subtle, and yet the power of that is so pronounced over the weeks. I've done many courses where people come in and they would come in and say like they're overwhelmed or they have so much to worry about, and they were living in the world of circumstantial stress, which is real. And what I've learned and discovered is that there's a content of life. You know, the content is kind of like people will say, well, people break up over sex, money, family problems. They break up over, other problems. But then they study couples that stay together. Dr. John Gottman. And one of the things he found, and I found this across a lot of different fields, was that the people that stay together, and we're a vibrant living team, we're a team that really listens, and we listen to the listening of each other, which means we kind of go beyond the words. And we give each other golden feedback. It's in my book, Unscripted Power. We give each other golden feedback. Feedback that allows a person to make a connection to another whole way of expressing and action, passive action. So what is it that makes a difference? Well, in Gottman's work, it was that the couples that not just stayed together but deeply loved, they have an emotional ratio of like touch and love, like 7-3 or 7-4. See, that's the context. The context of the thing is the bigness that you bring to it. Otherwise, you get pulled down by circumstance. To become vibrantly wise together and go to another level is what it's about. Stay with us in Ariel Bonberg on Vibrant Living, the Vibrant Living Network, in a moment. Your life's precious. Enjoy it.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. Right now, I'd like you to take an exhale. This vibrant moment. Each moment, we can actually change our physiology. Dr. Scrubble, one of the people that impacted me, a neurologist, said it takes 3 seconds to actually reset your system. So a smile, an exhale. Ariel is also the New York producer for the Vibrant Living Network. What's on your soul and mind today? What's bubbling in terms of maybe something I was exploring, maybe something that moved you. The Vibrant Living Challenge, Ariel, is something I've just been so moved by, and you're a part of it. So here you are.
And it's a pleasure to be here. And, you know, it's something that really, you know, as a homeopath and as a holistic healer, it's really something that resonates with me very, very deeply. And it's very interesting that you actually brought up homeopathy because, you know, we mentioned a lot about vibrancy in terms of, you know, vibrant love, vibrant traveling, et cetera. And it's interesting because homeopathy is completely built upon vibrancy. It's built upon the concept of dynamism and vibrant healing and vitalism and all these, you know, traditional healing principles and traditions that don't just look at the exterior, the physical aspect of health, but really take into account the entire person, and especially at the person's vibrancy or energy at the core. And, you know, that's why, you know, and honestly, the core of many, many problems that people face today really comes down to vibrancy. You know, as far-fetched or as esoteric as it may sound, it's really, you know, it's really a true concept. And I see it all the time in practice and with others. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all made up of energy. We're all made up of a metaphysical makeup and concepts and building blocks. And, you know, it's these factors that really determine our health and our state of well-being. You know, if all these factors are in balance, then, you know, we wouldn't be in such a, you know, people wouldn't be in such an imbalanced state, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically. And, you know, like we've mentioned many times before, there's so many, you know, these aren't just beliefs by the homeopathic or in the holistic or Chinese medical world. These are concepts that are beginning to be unfolded now in even scientific research. Neurological research, where they're, you know, we're beginning to see how, from a health perspective, from a wellness and a spiritual perspective, everything is completely interconnected with each other, the mind, the body, and the soul, and the spirit. And, you know, it's something that, for me, you know, it's, you know, whether it's the realm of love or of business or, you know, social, personal relationships, you know, a person can look at these factors at face value, but, you know, there's really more to it than just the imbalance of the love or, you know, or business or whatever it may be. You know, these are all branches. These are all interconnected to deeper core issues that, you know, that play out in a very, in a story, in a pattern, in a poetic way that really speaks volumes to, you know, to that level, innate level of vibrancy. And what homeopathy does with dealing with these issues is not just to heal, but to, you know, provide the, you know, and what homeopathy does is it activates the body's innate healing mechanisms, which not just affects the body, but affects, you know, the mind and the spirit and the psyche as well. And this is something that Dr. Hahnemann, you know, happened to stumble upon 200 years ago before he started homeopathy. It's amazing how we're beginning to see from a more logical and a more rational, even a more clear view in light of today's medical research and, you know, just from clinical experience and et cetera.
I want to say, on this next segment, by the way, Ariel, this next segment, we'll be working with Dr. Teshna, who's come up with a way to help people neurologically clear the beliefs and the disturbance of the nervous system so that they could actually connect in love. You know, in 1989, I had a conversation with Dr. Dean Ornish. And Dean Ornish was a leading cardiologist. And he basically, in 1989, he came up with the most innovative program to impact cardiovascular disease. But he didn't really know what was the biggest difference. So he thought about it being, diet. And that was in 1989. Diet was kind of pretty significant. We had a few pioneers. We had Nathan Pritikin. We had a whole bunch of people. We had Del Davis. And Nathan Pritikin, he, right along with Dean Ornish, they were reversing heart disease and diabetes. But interestingly enough, they didn't see it for other things. They kind of saw things in a very fragmented way. So 30 years later, you know, Dean came up and basically said, and he had many interesting stories because he ran this program and people would come from around the world. And people would, in fact, would have powerful results, like this one gentleman, he had heart failure. and he broke records on the rowing machine. He passed away on the rowing machine. And what Dean talked about was this idea of love and survival. And when he says that intimacy is the most powerful healer in our lives, intimacy. And so it's been my experience, and that would sort of move me into, well, my own experience. It will move me into the vibrant matchmaking, and our new format is going to be vibrant intimacy. So what was interesting, it's funny you mentioned holistic health. So yesterday I was with some people, and I told them that we're going to work with filmmakers, you know, because I'm making this film. And now when I travel and I talk to people about the announcement is the story of Gordon and Diana Banks. And by the way, Taylor, if you're on the air, Taylor's coming on in this segment. She's one of Dr. Tex's clients, and she's going to talk about how this work impacted her, of changing your neurological, basically releasing these beliefs and blocks that are in your neurology, right? They just get in there, and Tessa has a body-based system. Dr. Tessa, she's in Canada. She won't be joining us today with one of her clients. At least I think we're going to have one of her clients. Otherwise, me and you are going to continue on this. But when I would talk to people about the announcement, yes. When I would talk to people about the announcement, Ariel, I just felt when I told them the story of it, so many people. The story of the movie is it's two people that were married 27 years, and they actually remarry 8 years later. But it's what it's really about is how we impact each other. It's also based on the latest research on love, which is that you could actually deepen your love bond. And there's dancing in the film. And let me just check. Taylor, do you happen to be there right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God, Taylor. It's amazing. You show up, you show up, you show up. And you're in the ballpark now. I'm glad you were able to. So, yeah, did you hear me what I said about Dr. Teshna?
Actually, I just caught the very last sentence.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say that what we're doing with Dr. Teshna is we're actually building her as an international speaker. So this format is an international speaker tour called Vibrant Speaking, and I pick people with revolutionary messages, messages that could transform the quality of people's lives. And I was just saying a moment ago that this renowned cardiologist who I first interacted with in 1989, after like almost 30 years now of doing all different healing modalities, you know, stress reduction, yoga, dietary change, Dean Ornish said 100% meditation, surgeries, that intimacy is by far the most powerful thing we could experience. And at the same time, heartbreak and separation and this feeling of isolation, that the medical consequences of loneliness are actually, as an example, Dr. Norm Shirley would say that 80% of people's illnesses is an underlying depression. So when I first went to meet with, you know, Dr. Teshna, I knew at some point we could bring this message to another whole level of people. So you work with Dr. Teshna. And you want to tell your story about how she directly impacted you. So why don't you begin by saying hello to people and sharing who you are and kind of a little bit about your journey so people have a sense of who you are, Taylor. And I want to introduce you to Ariel Bonberg. He's a producer in New York, New Jersey. He's a homeopath. He works with people, and he's here with us today as our co-host. So he'll be interacting with us as well. So, Taylor, I'm going to hand you the story stick right now. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. So I want you to just pull up a chair, rocking chair, a rock, and just say, yeah, because I want people to feel as if you're taking them around the fire circle or whatever, and you're sharing with people how you met Dr. Teshna. What happened? What was happening in your life that what was going on that you stretched beyond your normal and you went to go see Dr. Teshna? What's the story behind that?
Okay, well, you know, actually, I don't know when I first met Dr. Teshna. It was years ago. And, you know, I've been in the alternative healing field for 30-some years, and there isn't pretty much any modality or any practitioner or any practice I haven't either heard of or experienced or taught myself. So... And you know, sort of my MO is I'm always looking for the most effective, revolutionary, evolutionary way and simple way to produce a result and a transformation and, you know, make a difference. And that's really been what has motivated me to explore as much as I have and seek as much as I have. And, you know, Tesha falls into that unique category of people that I've come across that definitely live and walk their talk, as a practitioner, as a healer. And, but also she just really embodies her fit for love work and her, commitment to supporting people and being able to manifest the life of their dreams.
I'm going to just stop you for one moment. I have a purpose here in doing this though. So what I want to do, I want to give you a little bit of my story, how I met Tesha. I want you to tell your story a little bit like I tell mine, all right? I want you to, what I want the audience to experience is your experience. So my experience was when I first went to my relational tsunami, it was so intense. When I had this, I call it a tsunami because that's what I call relational breakups and divorces. It was so intense that I couldn't breathe the way I breathed my whole life. I had a very powerful show that I was doing in Seattle. The show stopped. It was such the experience of the heartbreak and the experience of the profound love that I experienced in my partner was so deep. It was the most relevant thing in my universe. So when I heard about Tesha, I drove about 5.5 hours a week to see her, and she would test my body. And I kind of felt I was in this, I just felt I had no choice about it in the sense that I knew that I wanted something to shift. And I also knew that relationally, our relational lives were some of the most brutal, vicious things in our lives, the way we treated each other. So I went there because of my own pain, my curiosity, and because I wanted to share something of value with people. And now what happened was I started to open up. My body started to change. It was over about a year. It was a very personal thing. I appreciate your curiosity. I want to know what was the personal thing that below the curiosity was. I want to know what was really moved you at a personal level, because you've done a lot of stuff. What at the most personal level? When Rita came on, she shared that she had a sexual trauma from the age of 7, and she could never really enjoy intimacy in the level of sex that she wanted with a partner. That was one of the things, and she was saying that transformed. If you're willing, you know, in this environment to share, I just want to. You know, there's so many people we talk about stuff from the outside. I want to know what the inside pulled you to go work with Dr. Tesha. Is that okay with you?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Well, honestly, what I was going to talk about was her course, because it wasn't necessarily working with her one-on-one. It was doing her Fit for Love course, which I just recently did. Well, I had worked with her one-on-one in the past. The real, I would say, you know, fundamental shift and the life-altering shift that I occurred was in the Fit for Love course. And it kind of caught me off guard. And what happened is she was talking about this vanishing twin syndrome, which as soon as she started talking about it, suddenly my whole body, I had like chills, I had these sensations in my body that I knew, well, one, I didn't, they didn't make any sense at all, but she was just having a conversation about the, you know, vanishing twin and that the whole phenomenon about that, which is I had never even heard about before, and that, that, you know, it's very common that every person could possibly have had a twin in the womb with them when they were first conceived, that later, you know, just they did not, it vanished. In other words, it got, you know, just worked into the womb and it didn't actually end up being born. But this results in so many things that will alter our whole life moving forward. And she just started explaining about it, and I was just astounded. And each one of them, from being, you know, having like people that who end up in the caring or healing profession doing their best to save everyone as if they were saving their twin over and over. You know, people who can't lose weight because they feel like if they do, their twin will vanish and die. People who are unable to be in a relationship because they're so afraid that if they love someone, that person will leave them or die. I mean, the list was so long of literally life qualities that determine how you respond to other people and, most importantly, your intimate relationships, all based on if you were a vanishing twin survivor. And this is a real thing. I mean,
Tara, let's ask Ariel. Ariel, are you with the story? Are you getting it? Where are you at? You catching Taylor's? You catching this? Oh, we're going to continue. We'll pick up right with Ariel here on the Vibrant Living Network. We're talking to Taylor. This is our segment, our international speaker, Dr. Teshna, will be with us, I believe, next week. And we're talking about the vanishing twin syndrome, kind of and love. Can you really connect in deep love? Is it something you can do in this lifetime? Stay with us. I'm Glenn Brooks for the Vibrant Living Network.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks, Vibrant Living Network, relational coach, matchmaker. We're here with Taylor, who's a client of Dr. Teshna, who's developed a very innovative system so that people can experience deep love and bonding and connection, even though they've had past wounds. And Taylor was commenting about something that Dr. Teshna came up with, this disappearing twin syndrome. Oh, yeah, since this is the first time, maybe the second time you heard this, I want to get your response to Taylor. And a question or unique curiosity you had, because I want to bring this to people so that, because some people might be saying, oh, this is ridiculous, or this is the most amazing thing I ever heard. How does it sound to you?
I think it sounds very interesting. It's a very unique approach that I'm not aware of, but it sounds something that's very, vibrational, very profound, and it can really hit a very deep core in healing, very similar, in a similar way to homeopathy. I'm kind of just curious to learn more about how this modality helps you, and kind of like, if you can, kind of like the steps and how it was able to get you to the place, to a proper place of healing.
Yeah, well, just to underscore, Teshna found that that while there's a lot of influences that we can have on our what she calls a love blueprint, which is what kind of gets imprinted on you at an early age, that then determines pretty much all of your relationships henceforth, that the biggest one happens in the womb, and that can have a huge impact on it. And she found that the most common influence in the love blueprint in the womb was whether you're in the presence of a vanishing twin or not, and that this big piece of the puzzle in relationships, and there's actually a term for it, it's VTS, vanishing twin syndrome, in Tesh's opinion and observations and working with thousands of people over the years, was that it's one of the most common causes of relationship challenges, and that one out of eight people starts life with a twin, but only one out of 70 is born with a live twin, which leaves a lot of people, you know, being with what she calls the vanishing twin syndrome. And by the way, this is not just something she discovered. In the medical community, they call it a reabsorbed gestational sac. I mean, it's a very common thing. Most people do know about it. In the NET circle, you know, NET, which is what Tesha does, they've known about it, you know, since the beginning. And so, and Tesha found that losing a twin in the womb affects people actually way more than losing a family member. You know, like you were talking about, Glenn, how devastating the whole loss of relationship was. Well, according to her, this pattern overshadows people's relationships for the rest of their life. So, anyways.
Well, let me see if we got a Vibrant Living writer and a new National Associate producer. I want to see if Saray's with us. Are you with us today? Okay, we have a new producer. I wanted to see, she writes on health matters nationally, and she's really amazing. I just want to see if she was, we were going to catch up, and I thought that she was going to call in Taylor and Ariel. So, yeah, I just want to add one more thing, and I want to ask you what happened to you, because what happened with me is after about a year and a half of going through this relational tsunami and heartbreak. By the way, no one knows what heartbreak is. It's quite amazing. I was lucky. I don't want to say lucky. I was really exploring this, and then I had a series of, I call the soul thing. I don't know how else to put it, but my body changed. I was able to breathe into places I couldn't breathe into before. And funny enough, as this happened, it happened over a series of 2 weeks, I could feel and sense people very differently who are in relationship. I can almost get a sense of who they could be together, which kind of led to me becoming this very different kind of matchmaker, vibrant matchmaker. So what I'll ask you is a really good question. So we get this, the philosophical basis that the hidden disappearing twin syndrome is sort of devastating and hidden. What happened? So you discovered it. You had recognition. You felt it in your body. What began?
Yeah, literally.
Like, yes, go ahead.
The minute she started talking about it, you know, and I'm like, one, I had never heard of that, ever. I never heard of the vanishing twin syndrome. But the more she explained it, the more she talked about it, and then talked about, you know, the characteristics that would describe it. It was like, oh my God, I'm guessing I have this. And then she said, so we'll just, you know, we were in a group of people in the course.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is go around the room and test to see if you've had one. And, you know, she just does her simple, kinesiology testing.
Like a muscle testing.
Yeah, muscle testing. And it was very,
all right.
And it only takes like a few moments. But I knew before she even came to me, because at that point,
my
whole body was telling me. But,
yeah.
And I would say it was out of 9 to 10 people in the room had it. You know, I don't know how many people in the room, but there were very few that did not have it. Maybe 3 out of a room full of 30 people did not have it.
So you, when you discovered this, it made sense to you that having this impacted your love life, your ability to be close and intimate with someone?
Not just my love life, my entire life. Why I did
Okay, your entire life. Okay.
Why I was to become a healer, why, I mean, there wasn't one area, and the list is long, by the way, but there wasn't any one area that wasn't impacted by that energetic. And like she said, she finds it to be the most powerful blueprint that you can get.
So, what's the best way? Because a lot of people are going to wonder how to reach Dr. Tesha. She has a workshop coming up at Kapalo in August. So why don't we go ahead and give out this contact? And also, she's part of Vibrant Speakers International. We're going to assist her making this next level of entry into this, I would say, huge marketplace of people who would like to experience genuine love and connection in ways they haven't before, like you have. How do people learn about the workshop and or they can find out about Dr. Tesha's work or book, Taylor?
Yeah, they could just go on her website, which is www.drteshna, which is teshna.com. And there's a link there for her upcoming workshop for Kupalo, which is August 26th to the 29th, and they can register there. Or they can just, you know, contact her and work directly with her. I mean, honestly, that workshop for me has the, I mean, I got a lot out of the workshop, but the biggest thing, you know, was the vanishing twin, just being able to clear that, which then she proceeded to show us in a few easy steps how to clear that from our system. And that's gigantic. I mean, that, and I could tell immediately upon, you know, the steps and exercises she gave us to clear it. I could literally feel my whole system lightening up, like becoming more of myself. Like
yes.
I have not seen the degree to which I really was not fully integrated as my own being. I know that may sound odd, but.
Well, I was going to ask you actually, Taylor, because a lot of people might be really interested, but they might be thinking, I'm not a vision. You know, in other words, they'd be thinking this is a very specialized category. Is it work for all people, or is it just for people who relate to this special category?
Oh, no, no. Well, as I said, out of, you know, 30-some people in the room, there are only two that did not have this,
yeah,
have this phenomenon. So the chances are, you know, it's likely that people do. And to clear that, and to be able to clear it so quickly and effectively, I mean, Teshna says that after their first clearing of that they have more than more changes than after years and years of therapy, like years and years to be able to just redesign that fundamental birth blueprint was a game changer for me. I didn't even know needed to be addressed.
Yes, right. It was a discovery for you.
Oh, it's gigantic. And
yeah, yeah.
It has impacted every area of my life, literally. And, you know, from that moment forward, and it wasn't like I had issues with relationships or anything like that, but somehow, like now, things have gotten really clear. Like choices I made, for example, about family. I don't have as many shoulds. Like, I should take care of this person. I should do this. I mean, the list is so long of where before I was more driven to, you know, care for people or support people or make that a priority in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that whole thing is just, it's shocking. And not only have I found, like, someone will ask me to do something, and where in the past I would have been almost like, without being able to control it at all, feeling like, okay, yeah, I got to do that. I mean, that was just no doubt about it. Now I can very clearly stand in a clear space and be like, yeah, no, that's I'm not really resonating with that. I'm not going to do that. And not have any, like, weird guilt.
So you're not, in other words, you're not compelled out of a sense of uncertainty or fear, or that you're just kind of wanting to attach. You have the more of a sense of being in this quality of love and maybe, in other words, you're not being in the counterfeit so much. You're having a deeper sense of that your relationship to love and people without feeling strained or forcefulness to do things unnecessary. That you feel moved to do it, or you feel called, or you know what I mean. A lot of people get that kind of fear.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we go ahead.
I was going to say what I would say how I would distinguish the difference now is that where before, it was almost like this automatic response that I was driven to do with very little awareness or consciousness. And I consider myself to be pretty aware and conscious. So there again, it wasn't even something I was unaware of. Now that I don't have any of that, like there isn't any physical, there was actually a physical feeling that I had when engaging with people and requests or things, you know, relationships and stuff, where now I don't, it's like I'm super clear, I'm recognizing that myself as an individuated unit, and I can make choices from there that are just on my own, based on my own desire, not something that almost felt like it was outside.
Excuse me.
And again, I didn't go into this workshop looking to eliminate that. I didn't even know I had it. So
right, I get it. So it was a total discovery. That
total.
trans. You know, it's funny. You know, it's really, I'm going to tell you something funny, Taylor. People don't know this, but me and you, we knew each other from like 7 years ago. And there's one thing you said I never forgot. And it was in relation to love. How's that?
What was it?
Well, I was having a, I spoke to you when I was in going through this relational tsunami, and you introduced me to this astrophysicist who does this thing called natural chi, and I had a session with him. And but during this process, I was talking to you about what I was discovering as I breathed differently in my cells, and I was talking to you about this thing called the miracle of reunion, and you said, "Oh, you need to sweep the woman off her feet," and I remember you said it to me. And I just remember it stayed within my soul and my consciousness forever. So hearing your voice, I remember where I was, and you saying that. You said you need to sweep her off her feet. I remember sitting there and listening to that, letting it drop so deep inside my being. And I want to say that anytime I hear your voice, I always think of that day and that moment that you said that to me.
I love that. Wow. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and that was right. I just want to say that I want to acknowledge you because the day that I did that session with the astrophysicist, the natural chi guy, I walked into this pretty empty room, and he sent me this energy, this astrophysicist qigong, and it was, I could feel the movement of that. And I want to say, really, it was our conversations, kind of about the time you were in Kauai. You talked about how it's a shock to people when they leave too soon, and that you stayed a year. We had some wonderful conversations, but I want to say the sweeper off her feet line. So what's interesting about that sweeper off the feet, a lot of people, as an example of love, they don't really know where on earth to even gather the energy, courage, or that wonderful, you know, how I became a matchmaker, Taylor, and how I got interested in working with Dr. Tester again, is I want to bring this to people in a way they can experience this deep love satisfaction and bond, and what I call the ecstasy bond, at a level that was probably unknown to them, because the nervous system, whether it's through a vanishing twin, breakups and heartbreak, it's almost like we get surrounded by this bubble or repellence or fear. By the way, there's more cautions and fear in the dating community. One of my big missions in life is to end dating and begin relating based on this sense of intimacy and trust. And so when I hear you talk about your experience, it's moving because you know, you had all those years, you didn't operate from this, and now it's in your life. It's in your body, I guess, in a way it wasn't before.
Yeah, and it's a phenomenon, and that's beautiful. I love end dating and begin relating. That's so accurate, and you're right. You know, I would say that most relationships take place inside a bubble of fear. There's no doubt.
Yes.
Yep.
And you know what the assassination of relationship is, or the capital punishment is divorce. So divorce, people don't divorce each other. People don't divorce each other. What they usually divorce is the graven image or darkened image they made up of the other one. That's why in unscripted love, one of the things you want to do is you look past the person's scripts to see them. That's why it's not so much about getting to know someone. It's about recognizing someone. This recognition, and that's the gift of true love. We recognize them. We don't script them. But obviously in our nervous systems, when we have something happen, our process of love is not visible to us. And then it looks like the other person's hurting us. You know, you only got 3 minutes to go. What would you say your experience of hurt, how has that shifted since this work with Dr. Tester? What's your experience of hurt or feeling safe and connected now?
It's 360 degrees shift. And again, one that I didn't even know was required. So I think it's just freed me up to feel like I can move forward and truly be self-expressed and trust my own instincts and intuition as authentic for myself and not driven from some other pattern or notion that I didn't even choose, that I inherited, you know.
So you're not a slave of the invisible. You're unconscious of what mechanically existed. Ariel, I'm going to let you jump in. We only got like 60 seconds here. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. Vibrant Living Network. I'm Glenn Brooks, along with Taylor, who's a client of Dr. Teshna. We're helping Teshna develop an international platform as a speaker to educate in our Unscripted Love series, which you're listening to right now. Okay, oh my God, we only got like 10 seconds. But I want to thank you for your comment that was coming It'll come next week, Ariel. To check us out on Facebook, Vibrant Living Network, Vibrant Living Network. Hey, Taylor, much love. Wonderful catching up with you, by the way. And thank you, Ariel. And thank you, Chris. I love the partnership we have at Om Times Radio as we build a Vibrant Living Network with hosts and speakers from around the world. Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you.